It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the Gospel of John, John chapter 20, and we're going to read from the first verse through the 21st verse, John chapter 20, beginning to read with verse 1. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to send us a note, a letter, why, please address it to Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit our website, it would be found at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org, and that's all small letters. I hope that gave you enough time now to open your Bibles that you can read along with us today as we begin with John chapter 20, beginning to read with verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciples, whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. He, stooping down, and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin, and his that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went he also, that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down, looked into the sepulchre, seeth two angels in white sitting, one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne me hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. And she turned herself, and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I have not ascended to my Father. But I go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and to your Father, unto my God, and to your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus, and stood in the midst, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And then said Jesus unto them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. We're going to read also, because of having the Gospels, I want to go to Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to read the first 17 verses from Matthew, and we're going to be going from Matthew first and then back to John. So please, if you join me now in continuing the reading before we have prayer over the reading of the Word, go to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to begin reading here with verse 1. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. His countenance was light as lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angels answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, whom was crucified. He is not here, he is risen. And he, as he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth forth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed, and quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet, and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid, go tell my brethren, that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city, and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night, and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. And then the 11 disciples went away to Galilee unto the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of not only John, but also these wonderful scriptures in Matthew. Dear Father, please that you will guide and lead us as we enjoy this study today. It is wonderful to open the Word, to enjoy the Word. Thank you for not only your life, the virgin birth, the life, the death, your precious blood, and now we're looking at the wonderful resurrection. Please, as we study these sweet words today, and I know that since we've taken so much time to read, it will not get far into it today, but please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us and have us to enjoy this and see carefully how important the resurrection really, what it means to us. It means life. So please, Father, that you'll touch our hearts. You'll show us your way and will today as we enjoy this study. And we have just read from John and from Matthew. We'll be going back to Mark and into Luke just a little bit. Please guide and lead us now that we'll see the beautiful picture of the resurrection today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is wonderful to study the Word. We've enjoyed this study through John. And we're coming close to the end of the book of John. But as we go to just last week, and we find ourselves at Wednesday, right before sunset, the 14th of Nisan. The 14th of Nisan. Now, we started here, as we read in the 20th chapter of John, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene, the 18th day of Nisan. Now, we're going to see there were 3 days and 3 nights. We have, as we talked about, the death of the Passover lamb was on the 14th. We know that the Lord Jesus needed to die, to be put to death on the 14th because he is our Passover lamb. Don't miss that. We have witnesses that watched the Lord Jesus, his body, his dead body being placed, his beaten body, his torn body, placed in a borrowed tomb. Joseph of Arimathea, according to Matthew 27, verses 57 through 61, and Nicodemus, John chapter 19, verses 38 through 42, show us clearly the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as Jesus was buried, and we are told also by these Gospels that the women also witnessed exactly how and where he was laid in this tomb. Then the stone is rolled away. A little later, we find a seal placed upon that, and then the soldiers put in front, so that there's no possible chance that the Lord Jesus could, number one, be alive and himself somehow or other move the stone from the inside to open it. He couldn't just walk away because of the stone and because of the seal. And also, we know that he was, it shows us clearly that he was dead. He died upon the cross. He was put in that grave. And it wasn't just a day or a half a day or a day and a half, as some try to tell us, I believe. I believe it was a full 3 days and three nights. He was put in that grave on the 14th of Nisan. He came out of that grave victorious, law fulfilled, every part of it. And we look and find him on the first day of the week here in John chapter 20, verse 1. Now, we're going to spend a little bit of time here, first of all, back in Matthew, before we go over to John. And so please that you will, first of all, I guess to, I've got one, if you could see how many Bibles that I have open here so that we can refer back and forth, why you'll say, Larry, I don't have that many Bibles. Well, I sure enjoy studying the Word of God. You know that I stay with the King James Version, and don't ever miss or leave it. From time to time, I'll hear someone else quote the Word of God, and sometimes I don't even know it's the Word. It's been changed so much. Please, that you would just stay with the old King James. That way we're the closest to the text that God has for us. Please, that you just stay there, I ask you. We're going to go, first of all, I've got one in Matthew 28, and I've got one in John. I also have another in Mark chapter 16, verse 3. Let me read that verse of Scripture for you if you just want to stay in those two other locations. Mark 16, 3, "And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher?" These were words that were spoken by the women as they headed towards the tomb that Sunday morning, early, real early Sunday morning, when it was yet dark, the 20th chapter of John tells us. And again, now you can somewhat see why I want to have so many Bibles, so I can just glance at these words. And it's so important that we see the picture here. Today we're not going to take so much time in trying to get the schedule in place of who went first and who left and all those things. We're going to try to show you very clearly a problem, a very serious problem, and that problem was unbelief. They didn't question whether he was dead. They knew he was dead. The Scripture tells us they were bringing things to finish the anointing of the body for burial. There was no question that they believed that the Lord Jesus was dead. Now, they didn't believe in the resurrection. They believed in the death, but not in the resurrection. And I believe that we have many people today that follow the same example. They don't question the Lord Jesus lived. They don't question the Lord Jesus died. But if they really believed that he rose from the dead, they would be serving him and following him and calling him Lord, calling him Master, and most of all, calling him Savior. And instead of that, today, why we have a lot of folks that say the words, but they don't really believe it in their heart. We're going to go back here, and I want to show you that it wasn't because these people were not taught the Word of God. Now, is that what's happening to you? You hear me say many times that you must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. You must confess your sin. Trust in the Lord Jesus. Ask him into your heart. I know so many folks that say they have done that. Their life has never changed. Only themselves and God knows whether they're truly saved. But I'm afraid that they're not. I'm afraid in many cases they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're going to wake up. They're going to die. And when they die, they're going to find themselves in the lake of fire. And I don't want that to happen to anyone. I want everyone to know And I'm afraid the same thing. It's things that you hear, but you're just not letting it quite soak in. And that's exactly what happened to these people, whether it be Mary Magdalene or the disciples. Let's look at the back at Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. We read from Mark 16:3 and found that they were discussing who was going to roll the stone away. They were not looking for the risen Lord. Now we look just a little closer here in Matthew chapter 16 in verse 21. Matthew 16 verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem, suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, be killed, and be raised again the third day. Now, a couple things I want you to see there. 3 days, but most of all, I want you to see he'll be raised again. Okay, he taught these people. He taught those that were close to him. Let's go to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 17. You think, well, he just taught it once, and so they would have missed that. Matthew chapter 17, verse 22. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceedingly sorry. On the third day he shall be raised again. Two things. 3 days and the resurrection. It's not much question in my mind why they try to destroy the 3 days, because then that throws Jonah out, because as Jonah was in the belly of the fish, and so here we have the Lord Jesus, and he himself refers to Jonah. And so now if we can get rid of the 3 days, we can get rid of the resurrection, we can get rid of hell, we can just kind of get rid of whatever you want to. Well, you can, but I'm not going to. And for your behalf, I hope that you do not either. I hope that you look to the Word of God, stay with the Word of God, do not leave it, do not compromise. We got others. We're staying in Matthew here just for the ease of looking these verses of Scripture up. Matthew chapter 20, and we're going to look at verse 19. Matthew chapter 20, verse 19, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. How clear do we need it, and yet we still question it, we dispute it, we try to change it. Matthew chapter 26, verse 32. Matthew 26, 32. But after I am risen again, I will go before you unto Galilee. But after I am risen again, I will go before you unto Galilee. Once again, clearly stating and clearly telling us he is going to be raised from the dead. Now, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Mark 16:3. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? There was no question about the Lord Jesus' death. But what about his resurrection? Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Before we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. 1 Corinthians 15:17, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and ye are yet in your sins. Is it important that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead? It is a matter of life or death for you and me. There is no question. We know in Luke chapter 24, verse 5, the question was asked, why seek ye the living among the dead? Why seek ye the living among the dead? Because they had come to a tomb. They'd come to finish the burial. They had no hope or no thought that the Lord Jesus was alive. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we do not miss the death, burial, and resurrection. Don't miss these words. Don't miss the words that tell us, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised from the dead shall be saved. Please don't miss the heart. Your mind. Maybe you've told 1,000 people that you're a born-again Christian, but you know in your heart that you're not. Please, today, that you come to the Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 tells us again, the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And his countenance was light as lightning, like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. The question was asked when they arrived at the tomb, why seek ye the living among the dead? As we look at these beautiful scriptures here, and just let me continue to read verse 4. I'm in Matthew chapter 28, verse 4. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angels answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, he is risen, as he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. Come and see. I don't walk. I don't follow the Lord Jesus with just some blind faith. People follow the evolution if they believe in evolution. That is blind, foolish faith. There is nothing to back it. I have the power and the strength of God. I know him in my heart. His word confirms it. He has shown these people over and over again, spoke to them concerning the resurrection, and then has shown himself after the resurrection. There is no question Jesus is alive. They opened the stone. The question could be asked, was the stone rolled away so that Jesus could get out? No, it was rolled away so that we could come in and see. That's the purpose and that's the reason. We look at the fourth verse, and for fear of him the keepers did shake and become as dead men. Verse 28. Those that do not believe will be scared to death and left there. They were unconscious. They had no idea what was going on. That's what happens if you'll ignore the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll wake up in the pits of hell and you'll wonder what happened. But it's not going to be very long that you'll know, because you'll be reminded of the words that I spoke to you today, as I've spoke to you many times concerning coming to the Lord Jesus. How important it is to trust in him, to follow after him. Those that are saved, he told them to fear not, according to the fifth verse of Matthew 28. He told them to fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus. See, even though that they come and they were afraid for a time, they heard the words from this angel that says, fear not. But the keepers, they did shake and became as dead men. They had no hope. A believer has hope. I know that ye seek Jesus. And then these wonderful words, he is not here, he is risen. And then the invitation, come and see. That's an invitation that I give to you. I want you to come and see the Lord Jesus. He will be real to you. There'll be no question that he died on the cross of Calvary, that he took your sin away, that he has set you free. What wonderful promises come, and confirmation comes very quickly after salvation, as you begin to enjoy the Word of God and walk each day studying it, that the Lord confirms by his Word. Now they're told to do something here very quickly. It says, come and see. Now when you come and see the Lord Jesus, when you will come truly to Him and be saved, there's going to be something you're going to want to do, and that is to tell people. Now, I know folks that confess to say, and they say that they are saved, but they will not open their mouth. They won't proclaim the truth. They will not tell people, Jesus died on the cross of Calvary and took my sins away, and you know, He's done it for you too. Will you please come today and be saved? Instead of that, they tell no one. They tell no one. Are they saved? The Scripture tells us here, go and tell, go quickly and tell His disciples that He has risen. You see, He wanted the word to go out to the other believers to confirm of this wonderful work, this resurrection. Jesus Christ is alive. And it's important that we look and see, come and see, as the Scripture tells us here. Peter and John went quickly to do the same. As we look at the verses of Scripture, as we start back in John now, and so we have spent just a few minutes in Matthew chapter 28, and I want to now go back to John chapter 20, and I know that's where we started, and as I said, we're not going to get far into this text because of so many others that we're looking at today. Let's go back now to John chapter 20 and begin. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples, whom Jesus loved, and said to them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid Him. And so, if we will read now and just continue, Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple came to the sepulchre. And so they ran both together. The other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. He stooped down, and looking in, saw the white cloth lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen cloth lying, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they believed not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home. Now we're going to stop there, and we're going to look at those verses of Scripture. And we have talked about Matthew 28. We see the great earthquake, the stone rolled away. This time in Matthew 28, we have Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, and they have come to the sepulchre. And we have this wonderful visit with the angel, where they are invited to come and see and then told to go quickly. Now we find as Mary Magdalene then comes to the sepulchre, but she leaves, according to John chapter 20, she runs away quickly. And so as Mary was told to come and see, and then she finds Peter and John, and they went quickly to do the same. They went to come and see. And then we find the linen cloths in the 5th through the 7th verse. They are lying there. And as we finish today, and we'll begin here next time we come together, but I want you to see that the clothes that he was wrapped in, I believe them, according to the Word of God, to be laying just where the body was laying. And somehow, the body left those burial clothes. That cloth that was wrapped around him, it wasn't unwrapped. If someone would have stolen the body of the Lord Jesus, they would have taken everything. They would have taken the body and the cloth and just got him away from there as soon as possible. But you see, instead of that, we have the burial clothes laying there as if the body somehow just came out of the burial clothes. We have much wisdom. We have much teaching concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. The burial clothes were present, and they weren't just there. That was wrapped around his head we find to be off to the side, but the burial clothes themselves was lying as if he had just stepped out of them. Isn't it wonderful, the examples we have concerning our Lord Jesus Christ? It's so important that we look to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. My dear friend, we ask each time, you're a sinner, you need a Savior. So today, what are you going to do about Jesus?